I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Sarah Johnson, market manager of the Downtown Marquette Farmers Market, and Michael Bradford, business outreach and promotions director for the Marquette Downtown Development Authority. We heard an update on the market as well as the downtown social district. Here's Michael Bradford and Sarah Johnson.
Tomorrow is the season opener for our Wednesday evening street market. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be from 5 to 8 p.m. on the 100 block of Washington. So between Front Street and 3rd Street, we're going to shut down that 100 block. Mm-hmm. We're going to have 40. I think actually tomorrow it's like 48.
Wow.
But on average, it's 40.
48?
We've boomed in size.
So what's happening there? I mean, obviously, if I understand, there's a sort of slightly different approach to it a little bit. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're shutting down that street, and the vendors are going to be set up down the middle of the street.
Okay.
All right. And then we have all of those wonderful businesses on that 100 block as well. Mm-hmm. We have Euphoria. We have the Delft. We have the Honorable Distillery, just to name a few. But they're going to be open. Mm-hmm. And you're welcome to enjoy their offerings. So you'll be able to walk down the street, either on the sidewalk or kind of where the cars are normally parked. Mm-hmm. And you'll have vendors on one side, mm-hmm. businesses on the other. And you'll just get to really enjoy all that Marquette has to offer.
I like that because putting them in the center of the street kind of really does encourage that traffic with the businesses
absolutely.
Downtown.
Absolutely.
Which is what I also know you want to do with this.
100%. Mm-hmm. You know, something that people really want at that Wednesday evening market is something to eat or mm-hmm. something to drink. Mm-hmm. And it's really difficult for many reasons for farm vendors to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. But now we have these businesses, right? So you could get something from the Laniop. You could get something from the Delft for dinner. Mm-hmm. Enjoy it as well. And then there's also some other stuff happening that Mike will talk about in a little bit.
Yeah,
here.
That's why Michael is actually here as well. He is the Business Outreach and Promotions Director with the DDA. You're here to kind of share some good news actually for today being Tuesday.
Today being Tuesday, yeah. Originally, for those that you know have been keeping an eye on the social district for downtown Marquette, something we've been working on for months. And yeah, today is finally the day. The businesses have been approved, and we have more than 8 businesses now that will be able to participate.
What does this mean? What does that mean for the people that are coming downtown to the 100 block for the market? What opens up for them as options?
Yeah, let's use an example then. The Delft Bistro, one of the participants. So you'll be able to go into the Delft Bistro, order a drink, if it be a beer or a cocktail, and in a special cup, you'll be able to then leave the Delft and actually... If we use the Wednesday market as an example, we'll be able to actually go to the vendors with your drink and consume that beverage within the downtown district. Mm-hmm. The signs are now up from both, you know, the boundaries, so you know where the boundaries lie, mm-hmm. The rules of how to enjoy the social district, and then, you know, just the map of the district, so you can kind of get a lay of the land.
It's a fairly good size area, but ballpark, what is the social district area we're talking about?
Yeah, so it basically covers the entire downtown district from, you know, the north end of 3rd Street down to Barraga Avenue mm-hmm. to, you know, up to the Ramada on Washington Street, all the way down to Iron Bay on Lakeshore Avenue.
Okay, so you've got a good area there. Sarah, what are the hours that are going to be with the market that people need to know about for tomorrow?
The market is from 5 to 8 p.m.,
okay.
And we really ask that you only come and enjoy the market component of it between 5 and 8 p.m. The businesses are open all day long. You can go and hang out and walk on those sidewalks. That street is going to shut down starting at 3 p.m.
Okay.
So you can still absolutely come downtown, but stay on the sidewalks, go to the businesses. Please do not bother the vendors. Please do not approach them. It is such a crazy logistical setup.
Right.
And we're so switched for time. So just give us some time and space.
And then there's also the whole thing about please try to leave the dogs and everything at home
yes.
if you can as
yes.
well, right?
Yes. Even though the market's moving to the street, we still cannot have dogs in that market. So please leave all pets, cats, parrots, whatever else you got. They got to stay at home.
Oh.
The only pet...
I was going to bring my ferret.
We welcome service animals. Trained service animals are A-OK because that has to be OK. But all other pets need to stay at home.
We're talking with Sarah Johnson today, who is market manager with the Downtown Marquette Farmers Market. Also, Michael Bradford here. He is the Business Outreach and Promotions Director with the DDA for Marquette. Obviously, all of this information can be found in terms of the hours of the markets, locations of the social district. Michael, where do they find that? If people have questions.
For the social districts, you're going to want to go to downtownmarquette.org/social districts. There you'll have all the information you need.
Mm-hmm. And for the market?
For the market, we are MQT Farmers Market. That's farmers with an S.com.
That's Sarah Johnson, market manager of the Downtown Marquette Farmers Market, and Michael Bradford, business outreach and promotions director with the Marquette Downtown Development Authority. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelof.